quotes a braisa from the Tosefta Tan Rabbanon, in the Abram Hashana, Elo Bim Mizumanim Lo. Special din by Iber Hashana that the Bezin has to be designated in advance. You can't just put together three Dayanim who happen to be present and declare Shanu Beres. Rashi writes on the top of Amaral Sheh, his Minam Hanasim Ibo Erev, they have to be designated the day in advance. Special din bin Zumanim. There's such a similar din by Chalitz in advance. You can't just put together three Dayanim who happen to be present and declare Shanu Beres. Rashi writes on the top of Amaral Sheh, his Minam Hanasim Ibo Erev, they have to be designated the day in advance. Special din bin Zumanim. There's such a similar din by Chalitz. It's a little bit similar. Such a din by Chalitz. That the Bezin has to have a Kriyas Mokom the day in advance. It's the Sifrei learns it out from the Pasuk, but the Bezin has to determine the day in advance that tomorrow we're going to have a Chalitz in this place. Usually the minig is that the Bezin sits there. Not just that they make up in advance the day in advance, they go to the place, let's say they're going to have the Chalitz in this shul. The Bezin sitts there, usually you have five people by Chalitza, Machlokes HaTanan, but the Chalitza needs three, the Chalitza needs five. So the Gemara says in Yevamos, in Perek Mitzvos Chalitza, the minigas you have five. Even on Iker Evin, he's passing three. Minigas you have five, so you have more piersum. There's an idea of having piersum by the Chalitza. So to demonstrate that you only need three, and the additional two are just the piersum, so they have the, when they make the Kriyas Mokam, the day in advance, they have the three Dayanim sit in one direction in a row, and the other two Dayanim sit at a right angle in the opposite direction, and then they sit there. Thank you very much. They sit there, and then they just make a declaration. Tomorrow we will reconvene in order to take care of the Chalitz, and then tomorrow they come back and they sit in the same place. That's the Kriyas Mokam that you need over there. Here it doesn't say you need a Kriyas Mokam, but it's something similar, you need Mizumanim. It's for the purpose of having additional piercing. That's how the Mefarshim and the Sifrei say by the Chalitzes. Here also Mestamen. This is a crucial thing. It's Nageh to the whole Klal Yisrael, to the Jews all over the world, whether the year is going to be a Shana Mubaris or not. So there's a requirement, L'chatchila, for Mizumanim. There's the evidence, not Yaakov. Mizumanim, Rashi says, she's Minim HaNasi. The din all depends on the Nasi. That's the Pasuk. Pasuk says that everything depends on Moshe Rabbeinu. Without Moshe, Me'adei Hashem al Bnei Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu was the Yav Bezin. The Gemara has towards the bottom of the Daf, about 15 lines from the bottom, Tana Rabbana, where the tiny letter Aleph is. But the Ayin Nishpot near Mitzvah has the letter Aleph, but 15 lines from the bottom. In Rabbis Hashanon Ken Yirtza HaNasi. Aloha, you need the Nasi, has to be Maskin. The Nasi is the Rosh HaSanhedrin. Maisa Rabbi Gamliel Shalach, Lito Rishu Seitzu Shulten Echot, Shebi Surya. There was a period of time that the Rosh HaSanhedrin had to go travel around. He had to travel to Surya, he had sometimes traveled to Rome. So what do you do if the Nasi is not there? When he wasn't back, Teretz Yisrael in time. So what do they do if the Ibar Hashanah has to be with his approval? Ibar Hashanah Amanasha Yirtzei Rabbi Gamliel. On the condition that he will approve. Kishabar Rabbi Gamliel, the Yama Reitzani, when he came back to Yerushalayim. He said he's approving of the Ibar Hashanah, Nimtza Shana Muberet. It turned out that it was good. There's such a din of Mishnah in the fourth parak in Maseches Rosh Hashanah, the same din. The fourth parak in Rosh Hashanah lists off all the nine takon, most of the nine takonas of Rabbi Yechanan Zaka. Rabbi Yechanan Zaka was the Nasi, who was the chief rabbi for 40 years. The Gemara says he lived to the ripe old age of 120. So the first 40 years he made his first $1 million and then he retired. The Gemara says he was Zaysik in Prakmatya, and then he retired. Then for 40 years he was sitting and learning till the age of 80. In the age of 80 they appointed him as the chief rabbi. Not like today in Eretz Yisrael. You're over 65, you're not right. The age of 80, they appointed him as the chief rabbi. He was a chief rabbi for 40 years, and during his tenure, he instituted nine takanas. So some of them were Zecha L'Churban, Lulav Nikol Bam English, Lulav Nikol Bam Medina Kol, different takanas. So one of the nine takanas states in the Mishnah there, during his lifetime, when he was the chief rabbi, he was busy running around all over for political purposes. So he wasn't always available. So the Mishnah says, "Mikra din deraisa, the Kiddush HaChodesh has to be done by the Nasi." So let's say the Beis Nagodol is located in one area, and the Nasi is in a different place. And the Speidim are supposed to go, Medina Deraisa is supposed to go to the Nasi. Like over here, Ibar HaShana, so the same as Kiddush HaFetish. So it's going to be impossible. He's running around to Rome and to Syria. He keeps on going for political purposes. At the Gemachta Takana, wherever the Nasi is, the Yedim should go to the Beis Avad. The Nasi is always masking to whatever the Beis Avad. Beis Avad is the Beis Nagor for the 70 members of the Sanhedrin who are functioning as Sanhedrin. So here, so that was a standing Takana that he made regarding Kiddush HaChodesh. Kiddush HaChodesh is every month. So you can't believe it on the din deraisa. If every month the Gadol Shtiki has to run away. But Ibar HaShana is only once every 2-3 years, and the stum is going to be bad. So that, they left on the din deraisa. He said, what do you do if the Nasi happens to be away on business and he's not here? So then, instead of being mevater on the whole din and saying, whatever the Beis Nagodol says, binach shem maskim in advance, so they never made such a takana by Ibar HaShana. That was one of the 9 takanas by Kiddush HaChodesh. That the Godel, the Rosh HaSanhedrin, should be masking to whatever the Bezna Godel says. Here by Ibar HaShana, they didn't find it necessary, because the Bezna, it's not every month, it's once every couple of years. So if the Bezna had to make Ibar HaShana, he wasn't around. So they said, I'm not sure it's on us. Then the Gemara has an Amud Beis, just in connection with this. Gemara has a comment here, the last line on Amud Aleph. Tochazi. Tochazi, take a look. Ma'ika ben takifoi kamoi le'in v'sani basroi. There were different tanoim who lived in different generations, and when they used to write the letter for the purpose of Ibar HaShana, that sometimes they would. The Gemara draws a different distinction between the way they wrote the letter. So the Gemara says, the Tanya, Ma'ase b'Rabbi Gamliel shal Yosef agabi ma'ala b'har Abayis. So Yochanan was a sofer, he was writing the letter. So he says, what did the letter say? Get to the end of the letter, it says, the Shifras Nilsa Be'ampoi Hu, 15 lines down, right before the two dots. This long letter that Rabbi Gamliel sent, the Shifras Nilsa Be'ampoi Hu, Be'ampoi Chavroi, Yosipos Al Shaltado, Yonitlos. He says, Rabbi Gamliel, he was from the Takifoi Kadmoi. He was a very tough person, he was a tough cookie. And he, when he dictated the letter to the sofer, send the letter, he doesn't say, and with the power vested in me as the Rosh HaSanhedrin, I hereby declare that Shana Maveris. He doesn't say like that. He says, and I made a decision together with my Haverim. So the Takif, Rabbi Gamliel, who was the Takif, writes in the letter, V'shifras Milsa Biampoi, Biampoi Chavroi, and my Haverim agreed also. And on Omid Aleph, you have Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, who was a sweetie. He wasn't known as such a takif. And he writes, and I decided with the power vested in me, 3 lines from the bottom, the Shifras Milsa Biampoi, the Yosifos HaShaltadot, with the power vested in me, as the chief rabbi, I declare. So the Gemara says, isn't there something strange over here? In the Sonny Basroi, the later Tanoim, who were more humble, they were known. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel was known as a more humble person. So he writes a strong lashon with the power vested in me as the chief rabbi. I hereby declare Shalom Averis. And Rabbi Gamliel, who lived in the earlier generations, he's the takifoy katmoy. He writes all of a sudden such a lashon, and I decided with consultation with the other rabbis. The Gemara says, how come? So the emphasis of the Gemara, Vilma Bosu the Hebrew. What does that mean? So the Yad Ramah has a pshat. We'll get to the Yad Ramah teaches on pshat. Maybe it was like an Omer Aleph, like we just read the story. Rabbi Gamliel was out of town, and they had to declare Shalom Averis without him. But they had to declare Alman Asher Yirtza Hanasin. When Rabbi Gamliel came back, he was Hashanah Manasheh Yirtza. When Rabbi Gamliel came, Kishpor Rabbi Gamliel, I'm right saying, Nimtza Shalom Averis, all was good. So maybe that's what happened over here. Vosa Dibru, there had already been Ma'abaras HaShonah in his absence. He wasn't around. So they Ma'abar without him on the condition that he consents. Then when he came back, he just had to give his stamp of approval. So he can't say with the power vested in me. They had already declared Shalom Averis. So he said, And I decided in conjunction with all the other rabbis, because basically they did the shanum. They made the shanum to shanum uberes, and he just gave the approval later on. So maybe that's why. That's how the Adramah learns. Maybe that's why. Basid the approval. They had already been uberes hashanah. Then maybe that's why he used such a lashon. The shifras milsa the antoi will be antei chavroi. Rashi and Tosfos do not learn like that. Rashi and Tosfos learn. Basad the Ibruhu, this was the famous Rabbi Gamliel, the top Rashi, who comments, the top Rashi on Yud Aleph on the basis. Who is this Rabbi Gamliel who is called the Takifoi Kadmoi? There were three different Tanoim with the name Rabbi Gamliel, the two different Tanoim with the name Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. It's a problem. The Gemara has a klal kol moch b'shoshana Rabbi Shimon Gamliel b'mishnaseinu halacha kemoisoi, whenever Rabbi Shimon Gamliel chutz liyar b'tzidin v'ray achrenu. The three cases where we don't pass like Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, and all other cases where his opinion is mentioned as disagreeing with others, we pass like Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. But the Kesem Mishnah has kashes that there are a lot of Rambams, but the Rambam passes against Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, whose opinion is quoted in Mishnah. So the Kesem Mishnah says there were two Rabbi Shimon Gamliels, and the Gemara goes on that Rabbi Shimon Gamliel and not the other one. So how do you know which one is which? You have to see whom is he talking to. Maybe he's talking to these Tanaim who lived in one generation. There was a Shimon Gamliel who was the father of Rabbi Yudah Nasit, and there's another one who was an earlier generation. So the halacha kemoisa goes on one of them, not on the other one. So the Kesem Mishnah starts doing historical work to figure out which one it is. So they would. Rabbi Shimon and Gamliels were the sons of two out of the three Rabbi Gamliels. And then there's a third one. There were three Rabbi Gamliels in the history book. There were three. So it's important to know which Rabbi Gamliel you're talking about. Here the Gemara talks, Maisav Rabbi Gamliel, that he was Mabaris Hashanah. And the Gemara calls him Takifoi Kadmoi. He was from the earlier generations as opposed to Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, who was from the later generations. But who was he? Who was this Takifoi Kadmoi? The Rashi and Tosfos say this was the famous Rabbi Gamliel who was fired by the other members of the Sanhedrin because he was to click with Rabbi Yeshua. He was mevazeh Rabbi Yeshua too many times. And they finally fired him, and then they had a whole clear. Whom would they appoint as the new chief rabbi? Should they appoint Rabbi Yeshua? That would be too much of an insult. Should they appoint Rabbi Akiva? Should they appoint this one? They finally appointed Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. He was so young, and his beard grew white overnight. Harani kedat shimushana. The whole story that was the Rabbi Gamliel. So that's where Rashi and Tosfos learned. That was the Rabbi Gamliel who was fired. And then when they gave him back his job, he was sharing, there were two chief rabbis, like now, there's an Ashkenazi chief rabbi and a Sephardi chief rabbi. So at that time, they fired Rabbi Gamliel and they gave the position to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. And then, when he finally appeased Rabbi Yeshua, so they figured that we got to give him back his job. How can they kick out Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah? So the Gemara says they made him, Shabbos Shalom Nihoy, so they made him co-chief rabbis. There were two chief rabbis. They made some kind of an arrangement. There were two chief rabbis. So he can say, and with the power vested in me as the chief rabbi. There were two chief rabbis. So he had been the chief rabbi all along, and then he was fired for a short period of time. Then he got back half of his job. He was a half chief rabbi. So he said, the chief has moved at that point. Rashi learns that after they fired him, he became humbled a little bit. Rashi learns, I think, that he became humble. Basa Dibru, the Rabbi Galil, listen, you so, Nasa Onok. Rashi ran 20 lines in. He became humble. That's why he spoke softly. Tosfos says, no, not humble. There were two chief rabbis. Basa Dibru, Tosfos says, there were two chief rabbis. They had to say, and I decided in conjunction with my partner, with the other chief rabbi, that we should declare a Shanah Mugas. That's how Rashi and Tosfos learned, that Basa Dibru means after they fired him, because we're talking about that Rabbi Gamliel, the famous one who was tzikrik with Rabbi Yeshua, who was fired. But the other Rishayim say, you're not talking about that Rabbi Gamliel. That's a problem. That Rabbi Gamliel lived after the Churban Bayis Sheni. He lived after the destruction of the Bayis Sheni. So what, if you look here in the long letter that they have, he writes in the letter, goes Laya long, long, different letters he sent, three letters. So one letter he sends, around 15 lines down. We're notifying you that goes Laya Rakichin, the birds are Shaberi Shva. The people, when they came to the early regal, a lot of people had Chiyuvim to bring, your letters had to bring Kinim, Azab, Zobah, sometimes had to bring Kinim Avoifus. So if the yipas were not developed enough, so they would push off for a shchaydish nisim, so they have another month for the yipas to get a little fatter. So that's what he rechem tarayin in the letter. We're making an ashanu muberes because the birds are not fat enough, the imrayu tzadikin, and the sheep are very skinny. You have to bring korban pesach, so they're very skinny, so we want to push off pesach another month so the korbanis pesach will be fatter. So the Chidushi Aran is more a problem over here. If Rashi and Taisus Pshat is correct, the Takifoi Kadmoi that we're talking about over here was Rabbi Gamliel. Was Rabbi Gamliel the Yavne after the Churban Bayis Sheni? Rabbi Gamliel the Yavne, the one who was to click with Rabbi Yeshua, like Rashi says, with Rabbi Lozim and Azari, the co-chief rabbi, Rashi and Taisus. So what is he writing in that Korbanos and the Beis HaMikdash? There was no Beis HaMikdash. What are they making believe? This mancha Beis HaMikdash Hayakayam, so the Gemara said, no, that's a valid reason for postponing Pesach. Yom Ha'aber es Hashanim v'pnei Hatzorech. What's Heis Hatzorech? We discussed last week. Hibur Hashanim v'pnei Hatzorech, everybody agrees. Kiddush HaKodesh v'pnei Hatzorech, that's a machloek v'satanai. Do you have a right to declare the Eidim came and they say they saw the Levonash, or the Bezen should make today is Rosh Chodesh? Bezen has a reason why they don't want to make today is Rosh Chodesh. They don't want to have Yom Kippur next to Shabbos. Or they don't want to have Hashanah Rabbah fall out on Shabbos. So the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, the first third, we paskin that Kishem Shema'avim Es Hashanah L'Tzorach Kach M'kachin Es HaChodesh L'Tzorach. You can make Kiddush HaChodesh today, tomorrow, for political reasons, for other reasons. It doesn't necessarily have to correspond to the Moilad Halvon. Within reason. I mean, you can't make a month with more than 30 days or less than 29 days. Even 29 or 30 days. And you can't have, the Gemara gives you a maximum of Chadoshim Mu'boris that you will be allowed to have in any given year. You can't make 12 months, each month is going to be 30 days. Then the whole calendar is going to be cockeyed. You can't have 12 months in a row, 29 days. You have to have a certain balance. And the Gemara Ne'erchen has, the Gemara Roshana has. Within certain, there's a little leeway that the Bezen has, but then they have a right to declare Ibra HaChodesh, HaKiddush HaChodesh, not in correspondence with the Moel HaHalvan. That's how we pass it. They all agree, all the Tanaim agree, that Ibra HaShanah, for sure you can do Litzorah, for extraneous reasons. Kiddush HaChodesh Litzorah, that's a Machlokes. So what's Ibra HaShanah Litzorah? This is it. The Gemara quoted on Yud Aleph and Aleph. If the animals are not fat enough, the korbanos Pesach are going to be too skinny. And the birds are too skinny, so the korbanos that the early begonim are going to be bringing are going to be too skinny. Yes, so this is a valid tzorech, the Chiddush Aran Tainu. This was Nichi. If it was the earlier Rabbi Gamliel who lived in Zman HaBayis, but Rabbi Gamliel, the Yavne, the famous Rabbi Gamliel who lived in Yavne, Yavne was after the Churban Bayis Sheni. So what is he putting in the letter? The considerations that he has for the sake of Ibra Shana because of the Korbanos, there were no Korbanos. So that's what prompts other Mishnah to say that it's the wrong Rabbi Gamliel. This is Rabbi Gamliel, Takifoi Kadmoi, earlier Rabbi Gamliel. The Rabbi Gamliel who is Bizman Abayis, not Rabbi Gamliel the other. The Rashi tells us to learn, and that's why the other Mishnah say, Basi Dibru, the Yad Ramah learned. Basi Dibru doesn't mean they fired him. The only one who is known to have been fired was Rabbi Gamliel, the Yavne. The other Rabbi Gamliel, the Nevi. They say Basi Dibru means they had already been the Aber Es Hashanah, like the story on Omer Aleph. They had been the Aber Amanosh Yirtzenosi. He was out of town and he came back. He said he's maskin. He can't say with the power vested in me. He didn't declare the Iber. He said, I'm maskin with what the other Rabbi did. But Rashi tells us learn that it was Rabbi Gamliel, the Yavne. That's the Kasha. So the Chiddush Aran has a famous comment on this Gemara. He says, you see from this Gemara, the way Rashi and Taisus learned, that even after the period of the Bayis Sheni, they still continued to be makor korbanos in the Makom HaMikdash. So therefore, it was still a consideration. It was still a consideration. How can they be makor korbanos if there is no Beis HaMikdash? That's on the assumption. There was a machlokes HaTanoim, whether kitchel osi lovoi, or lo kitchel osi lovoi. Machlokes HaTanoim and a Machlokes HaMoraim, and Machlokes the Rambam and the Raiva. The Rambam paskens that Kedushas HaMikdash was not only Kitchel HaShaita, because man the Beis HaMikdash Chaim is Kitchel Osi Lovoi. The Makom HaMikdash was only Big Dushosi. So that's why the Rambam writes that when Shlomo HaMelech built the first Beis HaMikdash, it was Mekadosh Shiloi Lomis, and the Kedushas HaMakom HaMikdash was never in his Batla. From the days that Shlomo HaMelech built it. And the Raiva disagrees, and he says, wrong on both accounts. He says, Shlomo HaMelech, Beis HaMikdash was Chorev, the Kedushas Mokum was Batlum. And when the Bayis Sheni was built, it was also, when that was carved, the Kedushas Mokum was Batlo. So the Rambam holds that there's no Kedushas Mokum. And he writes that anybody who wants to, any Tomei who wants to go on the Mokum on the Kedushas is permitted to go. It's Lo Kitchel Osilor. We don't permit. The Rabbanut has a big sign by the next to the Kosla Marobi where there's a green gate to enter into the Harabai. So they have a big sign in Hebrew and in English that we're all Tomei, no one is permitted to enter because it's a Sfeiket Adinim. The Mishnah Berurah, the Chafetz Chaim is the Kuti Aloch, is the end of Zvachim. And in the Mishnah Berurah, in Hilchos Tisha B'Av, he writes that it's a Machloikas HaBaroyim, a Machloikas HaMaroyim, and a Machloikas HaMishayim, and we can't tell whether the Mokum HaMikdush, if somebody would have Roch HaKadosh, should be able to sense whether there's Kedusha or not. But nobody has any Roch HaKadosh, and we can't tell by looking at it whether it has any Kedusha or not. So the Chafetz Chaim writes, but as far as we're concerned, it's HaSfeiket Adinim. So we have to go the Chumr, that an Adam Tomei is not permitted to enter into the Tmeim, are not permitted to enter the Harbais. But in different periods of history, they passed in differently. Now, the last century, we treat it as a Sveiket Adinim. We know that historically, soon after the Churban Bayis Sheni, they still offered Karbonos. That's how the Ran says over here. They still would bring Karbonos, because they were of the opinion that Kitchel Osibov. We know in the days of the Meiri, Meiri and Shmuis, and the first Perek writes, that they had the practice to daven on the Mokum HaMikdash, not in front of the Kosel HaMarovi, outside. He says they were out of the practice. They daven mamish on the Mokum HaMikdash because they assumed that like Kitchel Osilov, like the Rambam Shita. Rambam also holds like the writer that Mokum HaMikdash is like Kitchel Osilov. So he permitted to daven mamish on the Mokum HaMikdash. Why, if it's like Kitchel Osilov, what do you gain? What do you gain by davening on the Mokum HaMikdash? The same as davening over here. No, it's still still a Shara Shamayim. It's still the Shari Tfilah are over there. Still over there. But if there's no Kedushas Mokum, so you're permitted to daven mamish on the Mokum HaMikdash. If there is a Kedushas Mokum, so you can. That's the Shaila historical Asik. It's not really a halachic issue. It's a historical question. How do you translate Basa the Ibruh? Which Rabbi Gamliel are you talking about? If it's Rabbi Gamliel, the Yavne, then Rashi and Tosfos translate after he was fired. And if you say, how can it be Rabbi Gamliel the Yavne if he's talking about Korbonos? Korbonos, it must be the earlier Rabbi Gamliel who was Bizman Abayis, then you have to say Basa Dibru. The other way, the way the Yad Ramah learns Pshat. They had already been Abayis Hashanah in his absence, and he was just being maskin to the declaration of Ibra Hashanah that they had already made from before.
What Rashi tries to do is the grace of the Vice of the Rishon
Yeah. He was Tohar. For many years, they still had Efer Porah. They were still entire themselves. In fact, the Gemara in the first Perek in Nida says that Chavrayim is Dakan de Golila, that the Chaver and the Talmid Chachamim in the days of the Amoraim, in the days of the early Amoraim, they still had Efer Porah in Golil, and they were Metahir Tmei Mason. People wanted to eat the Truman. People wanted to be Tahirim, just in case the Beis HaMikdash will be rebuilt. So they wanted to be ready to eat Truma, to eat Kachin, to eat Maisa Sheni, and so on. So Mustama, he was Torah. Today, everybody, we don't have any Eker Porah, so today everybody's coming. So today we can't go on our bike. But at that time, it was soon after the Churban Bayis Sheni, so they were still able to be Mitar themselves and to go on the Harabai. Maritz Chaim has a long arichas on this in the back, and then he has a whole country in the Kol Kisvi Maritz Chaim. He has a long essay about this. But he quotes from secular sources that the Taki used to bring the Korban Pesach every year after the Churban Bayis Sheni for a couple of years. Yes, there's a famous story in the Gemara in the beginning of Pesachim. The Gemara tells that there was a Nochri who used to fool the Chachamim every year. He used to participate in Achilas Korban Pesach. And he got away with it. And then he once told Rabbi Yehuda ben Nesera that he fooled the Jews. And Rabbi Yehuda ben Nesera tells them, nah, they know that you're a goy. Did they ever give you the Alya? The Alya is burnt on the Mizbeach. He said, did they ever give you the Alya? So he says, no, come to think that they never did. So he says, you see, they know you're a goy. You ask, next time you ask for the Alya, you see that they won't give you because they know that you're a goy. So the Gemara tells him, next time he went to Yerushalayim, Eretz Pesach, and he asked for the Alya. So he said, what do you mean Alya? You're an Amora. He burned the Alya on the Mizbeach. He said, no, he wants the Alya. Rabbi Yehuda ben Nesera told me to ask for the Alya. He wants the Alya. He said, what do you mean Rabbi Yehuda ben Nesera? He said, yeah, I went and they told me I go ahead. So they find out that it was a goy. So the Gemara says that they killed him. So the whole Gemara is a teller. First of all, what did they kill him? So he was a ganav. So he participated in Korban Pesach under false pretenses. They thought, all right, so speaking of Nochmi is Nerev Al Gezel, Azaros and Zuyi Sas, and the Gemara says later. But that's not what it means, that they killed the Nochri because he was in violation of Geneva, that he bought the share in the Korban Pesach under false pretenses. If they would have known that he was a Nochri, they would have never sold him a share in the Korban Pesach. So that's not why they killed him. Maybe. That's what some of Rosh Hashanah talks about. Why did they kill the Nochri? Then Tesis has the whole question, why didn't Rabbi Yehuda ben Yisera participate in the Korban Pesach? Why wasn't he there? How come he's in Itzivin? And then they sent him a message to Rabbi Yehuda ben Yisera, you live all the way so far away in Itzivin, and you set your net to catch the fish in Yerushalayim. He set a trap, he lived so far away, hundreds of miles away, and he got the criminal caught in Yerushalayim. So why did he stay in Yitzhivan if everybody's coming to Yerushalayim? Why didn't he come? Also then Tezis has another kasha. Rabbi Yehuda ben Yisera lived after the Korban by Shem. How is it possible to have a Korban Pesach? So Tezis answers, there must have been two Rabbi Yehuda ben Yisera. Two people with the same name. One lived Zman by Shem, and one lived after the Korban by Shem. So the Maritz Chai says, no, Chod of the Chavet of the Tarz. He says, no, there was one Rabbi Yehuda ben Yisera. He lived after the Korban Abayis. And he says, it says in historical sources, like the Chiddush Aran says over here, that the first couple of years after the Korban Abayis, they were still in the practice of offering Korban Pesach. But the Romans wanted to kill him. The Romans were very upset because if they're going to continue bringing Korban Pesach, this is going to maintain their national spirit. And they're not going to be kafuf to the Roman Empire. They're not going to break them. So whenever they would catch them bringing a Korban Pesach, they would give them a death penalty. They would kill them. So those, they had young people who were energetic. They would put up makeshift mizbeach, quickly shech the Korban Pesach, mark the Korban Pesach, then take it apart. And take apart the mizbeach, and they would all run away. So they couldn't have old people. Rabbi Yehuda ben Yisera was an old man. So they couldn't have an old man sit there and eat the Korban Pesach. He'd be like a sitting duck. The soldiers would catch him right away. Achaz Nasa Lahamis. Whoever was old and feeble was a shaykh. The young people, the machterim. So they used to bring the karbonis and the makam ha-migdash, and they would be able to hide from the Roman police. So that's why Rambam says why they killed the Nochri, because for sure he would go master to the Roman government. Not if they're going to exclude him from eating the Korban Pesach, he wanted the thrill of his life. He wanted also to hide from the Roman government. Once they're going to exclude him from eating the Korban Pesach, he knows who the Jews are. So he's going to go master to the Romans, and they're going to give them all the death penalties. So Abola Harga Ashkim Harga. So that's why they killed him. He says this for all the Kashi. He has a long essay where he quotes all the Marmakam. So this is one of the Gemaras that the Chiddush Aran points out from this Gemara. You see that they took this into consideration. Because Lai Rakichin Vim Raya Davikin, according to Rashi and Tesh, this is after the Korban Abayis, and they're still bringing Korban. They're working on the premise that the Kitchelos he loved. B'nai Deseri, yeah. I don't think it's the same. It's a different Rabbi than the same. It's B'nai Deseri, huh? It's a different one. And Oman Aleph, the Gemara tells a story about this halacha mizumonim. On the top line on the Yud Aleph Oman Aleph, the din requires that you have to have, for the purpose of Iber Ashara, they have to be mizumonim by the Nasi. That was the top line of Rashi. The Nasi is in charge of Kiddush HaChodesh and of Iber Ashara. Special din, because the Pesukim said, Adam Moshe, Zmeyad HaShem HaMeisam, Moshe Rabbeinu was the chief rabbi, the Nasi is in charge. Taki need a desin, but it's a special din. The Nasi is the one who's in charge. In fact, there's a din. Tosfos quotes this from the Gemara in Brachos. Here on Yud Aleph on the base, there's a Tosfos, the long Tosfos. Em Admas Hashanah Ela BeYehuda. That there is a Gemara in Brachos Daf Samach Gimel. Towards the very end of Masechus Brachos, Daf Samach Gimel. The Gemara tells that Rabbi Akiva was once Mekadosh, he was Ma'abaras Hashanah bin Ahardo, he was Mekadosh Zafadoshin, and Kutzalorat. So the Gemara asks in Brachas, how are you allowed to do that? We learn that from Sukkim here that it's Ma'akib bin Yevin. You can neither do Kiddush HaChodesh, nor can you do Iber Hashanah and Kutzalorat. So how come Rabbi Akiva did it? So the Gemara says there in Brachas, because it was Lohiniach Kimoisa Beretz Yisrael. He was the undisputed God Lador. So therefore, he has a right to violate all the din HaTorah. No, the halacha is that the Bezna Godel Sheberet Yisrael represents Klal Yisrael in this issue. Kiddush HaChodesh Yivar HaShonah is supposed to represent Klal Yisrael. The one who represents Klal Yisrael is really the Godel Ador. So if the Nasi happens to be in Chutz Loretz, so the Nasi could be Ma'aber even in Chutz Loretz. Rabbi Akiva was undisputedly Vahiliach Kemoisa Beretz Yisrael of his generation. So that's why he represented Klal Yisrael even wherever he happens to be, even if he happens to be in Chutz Loretz. If you have the Rosh HaSanhedrin is not the undisputed God Lador, he's the head of the Sanhedrin, okay. But there are others who also know how to learn very well, not so clear that the Nasi is the greatest God Lador, so then the Halacha says that the Kiddush HaKadosh Yibar HaShana has to be in Eretz Yisrael, and the Chutz Loretz is not. So that's why in Oman Aleph, the emphasis is over here on the Nasi. The Nasi has to be the one to be Mazmin, the members of the Bezin, the day in advance, Mibo Erev. The day in advance, and then they convene the next day. So the Gemara tells the whole story that on one occasion they wanted to have a bezin of seven. The chatchila should be done, Ibra Hashanah should be done by a bezin of three and five and seven. So the Gemara said the act of Ibra is done with seven. So they came, Rabbi Gamliel on the top line. Rabbi Gamliel came and he found eight rabbanim there. So he said the one who wasn't invited should please leave. So Shmuel HaKotten was one of those who was invited, but he didn't want the rabbi who came without permission to be humiliated. So Shmuel HaKotten left. Shmuel HaKotten left, so the other one who was uninvited understood that he wasn't the one. Shmuel HaKotten wasn't the one. He was the one who should leave. So each one left, and then they had to reconvene another time. So the Gemara says Shmuel HaKotten didn't want to embarrass the one. And the Gemara tells different stories, the way Tanoim and Amoraim, the different generations, didn't want to embarrass people who did something wrong. The Gemara continues later on the wide lines, Tan Rabbanan on the fifth or the sixth wide line, Mishanes and Nevi'im Achareinim Chagas Chaim Halach in the Stals for Ruach HaKodesh Mishrael. But nonetheless, even though there was no longer Ruach HaKodesh, Malachi signs off. At the end of Nevuas, Hinei Nachash Alech Lachem Yisraeli Yanav Lefnei Bayam Hashem Agal Vanoira, he warns them, Zichur Teres Moshe Abdi, they better keep the mitzvahs and the Torah, because I'm going to be the last Navi till Eliyahu HaNavi, the Rebbeinu Shalom is not going to send you any more Nevi'im. So that's what the Gemara said, Mishemeis and Nevi'im Achreinim, the Rebbeinu Shalom really didn't want to send any Nevi'im during the period of the Bayi Sheni. The Gemara says in the end of the first Perek in Yuma, the Rebbeinu Shalom is angry at Klal Yisrael. Because nobody came back when they had permission to come back to build Bayi Sheni. The Pesukim say only 40,000 people showed up from all the millions of Jews that were there. Only a handful of people came. So Rabbeinu Shlomo is very angry. So he didn't want to give any Nevuah at all. But three Nevi'im he had to send them to supervise the building of the Beis HaMikdash. So he sent Chagas Chaim Malachi and Ner Nisht. And then Malachi signs up, Zichur Teres Moshe Abdi. You better follow the Mitzvah HaTorah, because the purpose of the Novi is to give the Chochom to the Tzibu when they're in violation of the Mitzvah. And he says, I'm going to be the last Novi. Next Navi is going to be Eliyahu Navi, the day before Mashiach, to identify Mashiach and to announce that Mashiach will appear tomorrow. So that's what the Brisa says, if the Chag is Chamalach, there's no more Nevuah. But nonetheless, after Pichain, there was a Pesabasko. There was some kind of a lower level of Ruach HaKodesh, and the Gemara tells, and on one occasion, the Tanoim were Mesug Baliyas Beis Guri of the Yericho, and they heard of Baskol Menav Shemayim, that one of them is Roy Leruach HaKodesh. Shetishwa Lepshchini Kama Yishir Rabbeinu, Hashem Dara Zakeh Lekach, Nasna Neim Behilal Azor. So here there's a strange discussion in Achareinim, how can the Tanoim live in Yericho? You find in many sources the Tanoim lived in Yericho. So they ask a kasha. I'm not fully understanding what the kasha is. How could they live in Yericho when Yeshua ben Nun destroyed the city of Yericho? So he made a curse. Whoever will build the city of Yericho. So he said the b'chori yazdeno b'tziro yatziv delosel. So the one who built the city, rebuilt the city of Yericho, all of his children died when he started building, when he finished building. So if there's a curse against building the city of Yericho, so how you allowed to live in Yericho? So the Teretz is whoever built Yericho was Arif and Aver, but once he built Yericho, so why is there an Easter? So I'm allowed to live in Yericho. So some Achrayim want to say from here is a raya that if you have a copyright on a sefer, let's say on the Sansino Talmud, they had a copyright and then the copyright expired. So some chevra went ahead and they reprinted the Sansino Talmud without permission. So here, talking to the Aveira, whatever curses are due to him in Hashemayim, the Ganeth were reprinted. the curses will be chal menashamayim. But once he printed it, there's nothing wrong if we buy copies. So haraya from the Gemara, that the one who built Yericho, he was over the Aver, he was taka punished, whatever he deserved, he got. But once he did it, so there's no Aver for us to live in Yericho. The Pizchei Tshuva and Chayshim Mishpa brings this right. And the fact that the Tanoim lived in Yericho is a right, that one who violates a copyright, so the Aver is his. If he did an Aver, the Aver is his. And whatever Oinshim and Hashemayim he'll get. But it doesn't affect the customers. The customers can go buy the volumes all they want.
Then if you're right, the reason he's violating copyrights is
because
he wants to sell, you encourage him to do the Aver.
Avate, the Pashta says that it's not at all a right. That's what I thought also. The Pashta is not a right. Let's say a fellow has nothing better to do, so he reprints a million copies of Sansino Talmud and he keeps them in his basement. So the Sansino company doesn't care. Reprint as long as you want, as long as you don't sell it. Once you start to sell it, then you're governing our right. So the selling it is the Aveira, not the reprinting it. By Yericho, that was the curse of Yeshua ben Nun, that no one should rebuild the city. He didn't say not allowed to live in Yericho. The Rabbanu Shalom didn't want that it should rebuild. That it should be rebuilt. Once it's rebuilt. So there's no Aveira to live in Yericho. That's why it's highly questionable, this riot. But the Pizchei Tshuva and Chayshim Mishpa brings that as a riot.
Maybe it's not in the same place. Maybe it's not in the same place.
What do you say that? What?
Why can't you answer the question now that, let's say, someone deals something,
then
one sells it, he can
die,
he's gone.
They have
something wrong with you, why? Right,
sir, it's not correct. Right, we know that.
Give me an example, more correct.
Yeah. That's the timer, yeah. What kind of a tushtar is it? To reprint with that in violation of a copyright. And violation of Sagas Mod, that there is to resell it, the bottom. I mean, maybe Yericho was not in the same place. Or maybe they was living in a different Yericho, not the original site. It could also be, maybe Bechlau. Maybe it's not closer to live in Yericho. What? Even to another city. So it should, the other city should also be included. Anyway, that's what the Pizchei Tshuva brings the right questionable. Here there's a famous comment on the left-hand side in the Gemara. The Baskol came out from heaven and said that one of the Tanaim is sitting around. Yesh kan echad shiroi shetisho alav shchino kemoshe rabbeinu ela she'ein doro zake lekar. So on the left-hand side they say, Svarim Acherim Eino, other editions of the Gemara leave out those two words, that the someone is Roy Pashuas Hashchina like Moshe Rabbeinu, the Marshal writes like that. So in the brackets they write that the Marshal was Moichik Zeh Mehatam HaYodua. Everybody knows the reason. What does everybody know the reason? What's the reason? Because the Rambam has a Yugimel Ikori Huamuna, so the Rambam writes one of the Ikorim is that we believe in the such an institution of Nebuah, Kodesh Baruch Hu gives Nebuah. And secondly, we believe that Moshe Rabbeinu was the greatest Navi, greater than any Navi who preceded him or who followed him. He was greater than any other Navi. So how can you say that there's one of the Tanoim is present, the Rosh Tishu Olav Shchinik and Moshe Rabbeinu? That's in violation of the Kalal of the Rambam, one of the Yugimel Ikori Huamuna. No one is Roy like Moshe Rabbeinu. Guzma. Yeah. Pashta says like that a Guzma. The Shabbos brother, the Baskol, also speaks in Guzmoy. So only human beings speak in Guzmoy. Yeah. Nitazai Shver. He says the whole Tam Hayadu is because of the Rambam's Yud Gimel Ikorim. The Rambam himself has this Yishnikomachom. Our Rambam himself, Perik Shvi. And the Shmoyne Prokhom, Kazman Nusra Kirisa Lefaneinu. The Rambam has the same Yishnikomachom. So what does the Taka mean? Kamosha Rabbeinu? So Pashtus is a shtikol Guzma. Rabbi Chana Wasserman has a famous minor on this Agadah to explain what it means Kamosha Rabbeinu. So he wants to say that Moshe Rabbeinu had a madrega that he quotes the Radak in the beginning of Sefer Yoshua. Moshe Abdi Meis. Why is Moshe Rabbeinu called an Eved? So the Radak says because Kol Mashikon Eved Kon a Rabbo. Ain kin yelevi below Rabbi. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't have anything that he kept for himself. All of his kishroinus, all of his talents, he gave away for Avodas Hashem. And Rashi and Chumash comments, Vayered Moshe min ha'har ha'om. So you see that Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't poina la'asokov. He didn't have any private life of his own. All of his talents he gave away to the Baruch Shalom. That's what, so other people can be on that madrega also. You have chiruch hapshis. Most people do not want to live like that. I put away a lot of money in my savings account. I want to be able to retire someday and relax in the future. I don't give away all of my money to tzedakah. Most people are not so giving. Most people are not like an Evik 90, Enkin 11 below Rav. Most people, even if they do avodas hakodesh, but they keep a little bit for themselves and they have time for themselves to play with their grandchildren, with their children. They relax a little bit. Not the madrega Moshe Rabbeinu, but a person has b'chira chopshis to be like Moshe Rabbeinu. What the Rambam, Rabbi Hana says, so that every person has. So that's what he said. This echad who's roish etishol of shchinik Moshe Rabbeinu, that this Hillel hazokin was such an individual also. He was like an Eved Hashem. He gave away, dedicated his whole life to Tzorchei Shamayim. What the Rambam writes in Yud Gimel Ikori Ramunim, that Moshe Rabbeinu was the greatest Navi, including those who preceded, those who came after. It's not Chazal. Moshe Rabbeinu was a genius. Moshe Rabbeinu was so talented. So with the putting together the fact that he had so many talents from birth, and the fact that he dedicated his whole life to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so he put the two together, that combination never existed before, never existed here. He says, in a certain sense, Hillel was Roish Tishol of Shechina ki Moshe Rabbeinu. He deserves to have Ashuras HaShechina the same way Moshe Rabbeinu had, because he's dedicating all of his life to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But it's still not going to be the level of Nebuah Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu attained a much higher level of Nebuah than Hillel because of the fact that he had such natural talents. The natural talents with the dedication due to the Bechir Chavshis accomplished the Tzirah for both together, accomplished that he was the Adon HaNavi. That's Rabbi Chanan's essay. That's what he suggests. Part of the Gemara on the base. We learned already. Towards the bottom, about 10 lines before the bottom, the Gemara has a Din Tana Rabbanan, another price by the small letter A. In the Abrimes Hashanah, Ela Bayom, Kiddush HaChodesh, Ibar Hashanah has to be Dafk Bayom. You cannot do Kiddush HaChodesh or Ibar Hashanah Balayla. In the Bruah Balayla, Ein Mu Beres, even B'riyem. In the Kachan HaChodesh HaBayom, Kiddushu Balayla, Ein Mu Kiddush. How do you know where is the Pasuk? The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah adds on a little bit more. Well, Rosh Hashanah says like this, we have a din and dini moment is, that's one of the Asorah Hilukim, Adaf Lamed Beis Amad Alam. It says there's one thing that they share in common. Echad din imamus ve'echad din in the parshas, they have it in common a din. Bedrishim lechakir, because it says mishpat echad yom lechem. But that's one din they have in common. Then you have the asara chilukim, shebei imamus in the parshas, the 10 differences. So one of the several differences is whether donah bayom or gom balayla or donah bayom or gom bayom. In the case of din imamus, when you have din terah, the bezin has to convene bayom. The tchilas kviyas yeshivas ha-bezin has to be bayom. But once they kaveh the yeshivas bezin bayom, they can continue the din terah into the night. The tchilas kviyas ha-bezin has to be bayom. And din in the freshest, the din is donah bayom or gom bayom. Even though the kviyas ha-bezin of the chav gimel began bayom, 9 o'clock in the morning, and they're sitting and talking and talking, and they had a lunch break, and they keep on going and going, and they had a break in the minchah, and they keep on going and going, and in the middle of the night, they can't make a gemar din by law. They're done by yom, they're going by yom. The gemar din has to be by yom. So the shaila is, how would you declare Kiddush HaChodesh and Ibar HaShanah? They had a big discussion, the Bezin of 7 or the Bezin of 3, whatever you're talking about, Ibar HaShanah, Kiddush HaChodesh, should they make big politics? Should they make Shalom Uberi? Should they not make Shalom Uberi? Sometimes it's big politics. Sometimes a lot of money involved. How much you pay their soldiers? How much money do they have in the treasury? Can they afford to pay for an extra month? Gemara has later all kinds of considerations. So let's say there's a big political discussion, halachic discussion, whatever the discussion takes hours and hours and hours. And they started the Kniyas Yeshivas HaBezin was Bayom. Can they complete it Balayla? Do you consider Kiddush HaChodesh Ibar HaShanah like Dini Momenus, or should you consider it like Dini Nefashis? It's neither this nor that. How should you treat it? So the Gemara says, that's what we learn from this pasuk. There's a Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah, Ru Bezin Mechal Yisrael, Blaiz Pikalan of the Kiddush, Achechashecha HaRezem U'ubor. They didn't have a chance to declare that today is Rosh Chodesh, and they missed their chance. It's already the middle of the night, so the month is Mu'ubar. So the Gemara says, Ma would it take? It should be like the Imam, and it's done by Yom, the Gom and Balaylo, as long as the Kviyas Bezin was by Yom. You can't make a Gemara Din Balaylo, Kamash Malon, the Mishnah, that not. But his speak alone on the Kiddush, the declaration of the Psak Din, the Gemara Din must be by Yom. For the Gemara, how do you know that it's so? Why should he compare it to din in the Foshes? Why shouldn't it be like din in the Mominus? And for the Gemara, because it's a Pasuk. The Pasuk in Tilim says, Micro. The Gemara has this Pasuk from over here. What is it referring to? Ezel chag shachayrish miskasabo, havayom ezeh Rosh Hashanah. Tiku b'chayrish shayfar, we're going to blow shayfar on Rosh Chayrish. Which Rosh Chayrish is it? That Rosh Chayrish, which is a holiday. No, there aren't too many Rosh Chayrish. What is it? Rosh Chayrish Tevez? It's Chanukah. The Tilim, the Pasuk of Tilim, is not talking about Chanukah. Talking about Rosh Chodesh, Rosh Hashanah. Tikkur v'chodesh shayfar, you should also chag asmich, even though strictly speaking it's not correct. We call chag Purim, we call chag Haurim, Chanukah. It's chag Haurim, it's in Shulchan Aruch it says it's not in accordance with biblical Hebrew. That we don't even refer to Shmini Atzeres as a chag. Shmini Atzeres is not a day on which you offer a korban chagigah. It's a yontif. As a Yiddishism, in modern Hebrew, you call it a chag. So the Pasuk is using an imprecise language. Ksuvim is written b'loshem eliyodim. But the Chumash is written b'loshem. The Chumash is loshem atayra. In biblical Hebrew, the word chag only refers to a yontem on which you offer a korban chagim. But this is tilim. So this is b'loshem eliyodim. So we should blow shofar on Rosh Chodesh. That is a holiday. What does it say? Bakesa liyom chagenu. So the Gemara says it means achodesh. The chag shachodesh miskasabo. That yontif, when somehow the Rosh Chodesh is swallowed up. The fact that it's Rosh Chodesh is swallowed up. Why? That's Rosh Hashanah. Why is Rosh Hashanah? Why do you understand Rosh Hashanah? Rosh Chodesh is swallowed up. Rosh Chodesh is mechusa. It's covered over. What exactly does that mean? Rosh Hashanah, it says you bring Mustafim. Then it says Mevalodas Alchodesh Mechasta, Belas Atomin Mechasta. It doesn't say the Chatos Rosh Chodesh. So one of the Balei Ateis, it sounds like he says you don't bring the Chatos Rosh Chodesh on Rosh Hashanah. The 12th Rosh Chodeshim during the year, so 12 or 13, so Shana Mever is 13. So an 11 or 12 out of the 12 or 13. Most of the months of the year, on Rosh Chodesh, you bring 10 oilus as a musaf. You bring as a talmid, you bring talmid shashach, talmid shabein abayin, for this meaning. For the musaf, you bring 10 oilus and one chatos. And on this one, Rosh Chodesh of Tishrei, you only bring oilus achodesh in minchasa, you don't bring the chatos Rosh Chodesh. So one of the Balei Ateis, it sounds like he says, you don't bring the chatos Rosh Chodesh on Rosh Hashanah. The 12th Rosh Chodeshim during the year, so 12 or 13, so Shana Mever is 13. So an 11 or 12 out of the 12 or 13, most of the months of the year, on Rosh Chodesh, you bring 10 oilus as a musaf. You bring as a talmid, you bring talmid shashach, talmid shabein abayin, for this meaning. For the musaf, you bring 10 oilus and one chatos. And on this one, Rosh Chodesh of Tishrei, you only bring Oilas HaChodesh in Minchasa, you don't bring the Chatas Rosh Chodesh in Minchasa. So the Taisa says that it's against the Tosefta. The Tosefta says explicitly how many Seiri Rosh Chodeshim are brought every year. It says either 12 or 13, depending whether Shana Pshut or Shana Mubaris. There's Beferish that it's wrong. So what's the Bala Taisa talking about? The Taisa says no, what it means is that the Pasuk doesn't mention. So it's covered over by the Pasuk. The Pasuk doesn't mention the fact that it means the grace is not, but the Pasuk doesn't mention it. But bottom line, it's the same thing. You do bring the Zoya Rosh Chodesh. What's the difference that the Pasuk doesn't mention is that it's very strange. The Gemara in Erevin on Daf Mem on the base, the Gemara says that when you daven Shmoneh Esrei, when you daven Musaf, Shachris on Musaf, on a Yontif, You have to say Yom Vatikum Lanu Hashem Elokeinu is Yom Chag HaMatzos Hazeh, is Yom Chag HaShavuot Hazeh, is Yom Chag HaSukkos Hazeh. You have to mention on Rosh Hashanah is Yom HaZikaron Hazeh. What about on Rosh Hashanah? Do you mention both Rosh Chodesh and Rosh Hashanah? Or do you only mention Rosh Hashanah? So the Gemara says you only mention Rosh Hashanah, you don't mention Rosh Chodesh. The Gemara's lashon is Zikaron Echad Oil Lekan Olekan. The fact that you mention Yom HaZikaron, that includes both, because in the pasuk in Chumash, that's the way it appears in the Chumash. It's labeled as Rosh Hashanah. You don't call it Rosh Chodesh. It is Rosh Chodesh. Baharai, you bring the Mustaf from Rosh Chodesh. But that's that. So what does it mean? Ezel Chag Shachodesh Miskasaba. Samot Naloshin. That the Rosh Chodesh is covered up. What is it covered up? In the Nusach of the Davening. It's the Chadin the Rabbanah. In the Nusach of the Davening, you don't mention. You don't mention Rosh Chodesh in davening. So the terminology is alluding to Adin the Rabbanah that you don't mention Zikaron Echad Oil Lekan, that the pasuk doesn't mention. It's not true that you don't bring the soil Rosh Chodesh that's a mefurish Tosef the Tosis quotes on Daf Chesam and Aleph and Rosh Hashanah. It means that the Chumash in Parshas Emor in Parshas Pinchas, when it lists off all of the Musafim, and it says Mevado Sachodesh Minchasa, it doesn't say Chatos Rosh Chodesh, not mentioned, but it's Muva Meyelo that you do bring the Chatos Rosh Chodesh. So what's exactly the significance of this concept? Ezel Chag Shachodesh Miskasaba. It's a little unclear. Now Soloveitchik used to say a suggestion. Maybe it means. Also, it's a little difficult. He used to say, what does it mean when you have, let's say, Yom Tov Shecholi is B'Shabbos? So that we consider it two Kedushas Hayoyims, one superimposed on top of the other, happens to be Shabbos, it happens to be Yom Tov. Even if it wouldn't have been Shabbos, it would have been Yom Tov anyway. And even if it wouldn't be Yom Tov, it would be Shabbos anyway. There happens to be two Kedushas Hayoyims. Or should I say that the two blended together to constitute one new hyphenated Kedushas Hayoyim of Shabbos Yom Tov together? Or what would you say by Rosh Hashanah? Rosh Hashanah, every single Rosh Hashanah happens to be Rosh Chodesh. Do you say that they blended together to constitute one hyphenated Kedusha Sayyam of Rosh Hashanah and Rosh Chodesh together? Or do you say no, it's two, one superimposed on top of the other. Rosh Hashanah superimposed on top of Rosh Chodesh. So he thought that maybe that's the word over here. But yeah, every other Yom Tov Shechali is the Shabbos. The Yom Tov Shechali is Rosh Chodesh we don't have. Pesach is the 15th of the month, and Sukkot is the 15th of the month, and Yom Kippur is the 10th. So you don't have a Yom Tov Shechali is Rosh Chodesh. But in every other, Yom Tov Shechali is B'Shabbos, so they're really Ha'ilichu Dikoy V'Ha'ilichu Dikoy, perhaps. Perhaps you should say that this is a separate Kedusha Sayyam, and that's a separate Kedusha Sayyam, and the two happen to be one superimposed on top of the other. The day coincidentally happens to have two independent Kedusha Sayyams. But on Rosh Chodesh, the Chaldeus for Rosh Hashanah, I haven't said Rosh Hashanah, Chaldeus for Rosh Chodesh. That's by definition what it's all about. Every single year it's going to be the same. Rosh Hashanah is going to be on Rosh Chodesh. Maybe that's the word over here. Maybe that's the Xeris HaKosuk here. The Pasuk in Tilim. Ezer Chag Shachodesh Miskasabo, that the Rosh Chodesh is swallowed up. What do you mean it's covered up? It means that it blends in to constitute one big Kedusha Sayyam. Maybe that's what he means, that the Koran Echad Oilu Lekan Lekan. I don't know, on the level of the Raisa, what's the difference? And in Nisach HaTfilah, that's all their opponents. That's all their opponents. And the Pasuk didn't mention the Chatus Rosh Chodesh. It's not Nagel Lalacha. What's an Afkimina Lalacha? I don't remember what Rav Soloveitchik said. That was one suggestion that he gave. It's unclear. The Rishayim are not sure exactly what this phrase is driving at. What's the significance of this? That Rosh Hashanah is a chag, it's a holiday, Shachodesh Miskasabo, somehow we hide the fact that it's Rosh Chodesh. Anyway, so what do you see from the pasuk? It's talking about Rosh Hashanah, you should blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah, the day on which it's Rosh Chodesh, but we cover up, we hide the fact that it's Rosh Chodesh. And then it continues to say that Rosh Hashanah has a din like a din Torah. What does it mean? It means my mishpat b'yayim, afkidish achodesh b'yayim. That even though the haschol of the din Torah, even though dinim b'yayim, this pasuk tells me my mishpat b'yayim, afkidish achodesh b'yayim. That even the gemar, kidish achodesh in Yibra Hashanah, has to be b'yayim. In other words, I treat it like dinim nefashis. Has to be done by Yom. Yerushalmeach has a harif as big a view on this. first page of Neil Sandak, in the Kisah Chedesh, explains why is there taka difference between Dinim Mamonis and Dinim Nefashis. So he says, in Dinim Mamonis, the Bezin is not Mechadesh. They don't create the Chiyav Mamon Yesh Mayai. The Torah already said Yechayiv to pay the Mamon. The Bezin just makes the Kriyas Bezin, and they come to a Gemar Din. They come to a Gemar Din that the Torah has already been Mechayiv you. So the halacha is that done in Bayom, the Tchilas Kriyas Yeshivas Bezin has to be Bayom. Once the Tchilas Bezin was Bayom, they can complete it by Laila. So the Gemar Din of Dinim Mamonis is really a Hemshech from the Tchilas Adin. They just wrap up what they began Bayom. Din and Nefashis, they don't just wrap up, they don't just complete and finish what they started Bayom. They have a whole discussion whether he's Chayiv Nisa. And then when the Bezin passes, Ish Ploni Yata Chayiv Nisa, they're Mechadish Chayiv Nisa, Yesh Meyayin. The Chayiv Nisa didn't exist before. It's not that he was Chayiv Nisa, that's how the Yer Sameach claims. Not everybody agrees to that. That's how the Yer Sameach suggests. Maybe the Bezin is the one who are Mechadish. They make him into a Gavrik Tila. Until they make the declaration that he's Chayiv Nisa, he's not yet a Gavrik Tila. The declaration is made, so that's not really a Hemshech. They're not continuing what they started by Yom. They didn't tell you whether the Mishpat was Yitzchayim means that began by Yom, they can continue talking into the night. That's a Hemshech from before. But then when they come to the conclusion, want to declare Ish Plon Yat Chayim Nisa, that's already a new stage. That's a new act that the Bezin is doing. They're not just finishing off what they started by Yom. They want to start a new Maisa Bezin, so that has to be by Yom. So the Gemara says here, that's the Gemara over here in Maseches Rosh Hashanah, the beginning of the third period. When the Bezin started to discuss an issue of Kiddush HaChodesh of Rosh Hashanah, even though they began by Yom, the Gemara of the declaration has to be by Yom. You cannot say that the Pesach, we hereby declare that that today is Rosh Chodesh, or this year should be Hashanah Muberes, or whatever. You cannot say that that is the Hemshech from what came before. No, the Din is Atem Afilu Mutim. Atem Afilu Shogigim. The Bezin has the ability to declare Shana Zutei Muberes without any Masel Matan. Every other Din Torah, the Pesach has to be based on the calculation, on the Cheshmen. We gave a whole Masel Matan. Al Kain, therefore, the conclusion is the Pesach. Bakidush HaChodesh and Ibra Hashanah, that's the one exception to the rule, that even if the Bezin made a mistake, even if they make a whole calculation and say, based on the calculation, we should really declare Shana Zu Eina Muberes. But we decided to say Faket, we decided to say Shana Zu Muberes. Based on the calculation, we should really come up that today should be Rosh Chodesh. We decided not to make today, we want to make tomorrow. That's the deal. Atem afilu mizidim, even if they go against the calculation. So that's what the Asamech interprets in the Gemara. That the Gemara din by Kiddush HaChodesh and Ibra Hashanah is like a Tchilas din. It's not really a Gemara. They're not just wrapping up. They're not just completing the Master Matan that they started by Yom. They could have made the Gemara din without any Master Matan. If they make against the whole Cheshbon, against the Master Matan, it would be good. So the Gemara din is like indeed in the first. The Gemara din is like a separate Maisa Tel. Separate Maisa Tel needs a new Kviyas Yeshiva's Bezin. New Kviyas Yeshiva's Bezin has to be by Yom. That's how the Osamech interprets the Gemara. This Gemara is a famous Gemara that the Chiddush Haran on the Daf and Tosfos in Bava Basra and other places, they quote this Gemara that is in contradiction to the Shitas HaRashbam. In Bava Basra and Kuf Yudalad, the gigantic, all the Rashbams are pretty gigantic. In the end of Bava Basra, there's an unusually gigantic Rashbam, Kuf Yudalad, where he talks about the Ein Donim Balaila. So the Rashbam says, yeah, there's halacha, ain't done in Balaila, but that's only l'chatchila. But yevid, if the Bezin made a mishpat Balaila, but yevid, it would be good. So the Yevid, how can the Rashbam say that the yevid, it's good, it's l'chatchiyuft against the Rashbam? It says, imibruhu Balaila, ain't umberis, imkitshuhu Balaila, ain't umberis, because we learn it out from the Pasuk, that even the yevid, it's no good, it's the same as mishpat, ma mishpat bayom. How Kiddush HaChodesh Bayom? So you see that we treat the reason why Kiddush HaChodesh and Ibra Hashanah is no good even with the Yevid, if the Bezin did it Balayla, is because I treat it like a Tchilas Din, and Tchilas Din Balayla is no good. So nothing in Gemara, that even with the Yevid it's no good. So that's what Tosfos in Bava Basra and other Mishnayos, Tosfos quote this Gemara to disagree with the Rashbam. And Ardaf also, the Chiddush Haran quotes this in the Balei HaTosfos, that they ask this Kasha against the Rashbam. Some of the Rashbam understood in the Gemara differently. Some of the Rashbam understood the word in the Gemara differently. The Rashbam holds that the Intera Balayla B'Yevit would be good. But this Gemara is an underdog. There is a Gemara in Brachis, but the Gemara says that if a person is davening Amar Shchodesh, Mon Esrei, and if you got to say Yalo Yobo, so the Gemara quotes a Tosefta that he has to daven over. That he done the Shachris, and if you got Yalo Yobo, you have to repeat the Shmon Esrei. Same thing Yontif. If a person is davening on Hanukkah and Purim, if he got Alanisim, so the Tosefta says he doesn't daven on that Kalal, Kol Yom Sheyesh Bo Kol B'Mustaf in Nimtoa Choyzer. Kol Yom Sheyesh Bo Kol B'Mustaf in Nimtoa Eina Choyzer. Hanukkah and Purim is only the Rabbana, there is no Kol B'Mustaf. So the Haskara Sahayom is the Sinish Kinklusha Sahayom. The mentioning of the Me'ein Amor, the mentioning of today, Alanisim, the mentioning of today's Hanukkah, today's Purim, is a Takana L'Chatzila, but you don't repeat the Shmon Esrei if you left it out. But Yom Sheyesh Bo Kol B'Mustaf, the mentioning of the Haskaras Kedusha Tayyam is so chomor that even if you made a mistake and you looked it out, we require you have to repeat the Shmon Esrei. The one exception to the rule is Leil Rosh Chodesh. Leil Cholamoy, you do have to. Let's say the night of Cholamoy, the person Damed Mar Pagat Yalav Yovai, he does have to repeat the Shmon Esrei. The one and only exception to the rule is Ma'ariv Rosh Chodesh. And Ma'ariv Tana, Ma'ariv Rosh Chodesh from all the other tefillahs, the Gemara says because they mekachin es hachodesh balayla. So the Rav once gave a whole yahrzeit drasha on this. Dish lema, we understand this mantra. You mekachin al pi hariyah. So the Bezin didn't declare it yet as Rosh Chodesh. Ah, we all know. Everybody knows the Yedim are here. We all know tomorrow morning, bright and early, right after davening, the Bezin Agol is going to be mekabel the Yedim. They're going to declare Rosh Chodesh. Once they're going to declare Rosh Chodesh, it's going to become Rosh Chodesh mila mafreya, starting from the night before. Doesn't become Rosh Chodesh from 9:30 on, from the time that they declare. Once they declare Rosh Chodesh, the whole day becomes Rosh Chodesh Mila Makre. But still, Sof Kol Sof, they didn't declare it yet as Rosh Chodesh. Zamin Achdush Gizun, they didn't declare it yet. So you can't say that the Yedvah, the Yalav Yoba, the Haskaras Hayom is Makre. So we could understand perhaps in the days, the Manchi Kitchel of Piyari, in the early days of the Tanoim, in the early Amoroyim, till the days of Abai Barovah, they were still being the Kaddish and Eretz Yisrael of Piyari. But during the lifetime of Abai, the Rabbi Hillel Hashemi in Eretz Yisrael was the Nasi, he had established the Luach. From that time on, all the Rosh HaKadoshim were ready, Nikval, Piyacheshben, everything was known in advance. So what do you mean? How does it make sense today that if you dab Marav on Rosh Chodesh and you left that Yalav Yav, you don't have to dab no because they didn't catch on the Chodesh Balayim? It doesn't make any sense. What do you mean? The calendar is printed. To know the ways about it. It's not that Bez Nagol is going to make it Rosh Chodesh, tomorrow is going to become Mila Mafreya. We know it's Rosh Chodesh. It already is Rosh Chodesh. What does that mean? What kind of an explanation is that in the Kashan of Chodesh Balayla? Because it did used to be like that years ago, because of that reason, so therefore the Zman is that it didn't remain the same. But if you lived in a different, if you're living in a different world, so the Din doesn't have to be the same. We're not changing the Din HaTorah. The Shaila is a different Shaila. If you live after the days of Abai Barovah, with Manshim and Kachem and Fiyah Cheshman, it's a different Shaila. It's a different Shaila, warrants a different stock. Why do we still maintain the same stock that the early Amorim said is Manshim and Kachem and Fiyah Cheshman? The Rav Soloveitchik said his famous Teretz, he printed this, was the first Yahrzeit Rosha that he delivered, that the Rambam Shita, he said, according to the Ramban, he doesn't have any Malach. So we discussed already the last week, I think. Machlokes is the Rambam and the Ramban, how do we have any Yom Tovim this man is it? Shabbos is Kriya V'Kaima, okay. So every seventh day is Shabbos. Whether you have a Bez Nagala or you don't have a Bez Nagala. You don't need a Bez Nagala to determine that the seventh day of the week is Shabbos. But Rosh Chodesh and Yom Tovim, we should say that all the Yom Tovim are only in the Rabbanim this man is it. We don't have any Bez in declaring Rosh Chodesh, and the Yom Tovim, the 10 are a function of when Rosh Chodesh is. So how do you have any Yom Tovim that arises? We should say all the Yom Tovim are only in the Rabbanim. Can't be. So the Rambam and the Ramban have this major dispute in the Sefer HaMitzvos, and it's the Sefer Kuf and Gimel, I think. The Rambam writes that Kach Nemra Halacha Moshe Yisina Bizman Sheyesh Bez Nagol, and you need Kiddush of Piyari, and you need Iber Hashana Al Pi Psak Bez, and Bizman Sheyesh Sham Bez Nagol, that's the secret, the Sotah Ibur, that they didn't want to express openly. The secret was that there's Halacha Moshe Yisina, that everything will be Nikva automatically. And the Ramban says it's such a well-kept secret, he never heard of it. How could it be that his Rabbeim never told him the secret? There is no such halacha Moshe Sinai. The word is that Hillel Hasheni was Mekadosh all the Rosh Chodeshim at Bias HaGoyel, and he was Ma'aber all the Shonim in advance. Right? The Gemara says if you're Ma'aber before Rosh Hashanah, here the Gemara says 10 lines from the top of Yud Beis Amad Aleph. Tana Rabban by the small letter Aleph. So a Tosefta. Tosefta Perichini of Sanhedrin. Tana Rabbanim by the small letter Aleph on that Yud Beis and Aleph. In Amos Hashanah Lifnei Rosh Hashanah. Even Bruah Hainim of Bez. Even if the Bez declared in Chodesh Elul that this year is going to be a Shana Meber, it's even by the year that it's not Chach. They have Chach, not Moshem. After Rosh Hashanah Miyad, if it's a big Shashat Chach, he really shouldn't declare Shana Meber till soon before Ador time. You don't announce in advance in Palozach that everyone is going to remember that it's a Shana Muberes, that this year Pesach is going to be well into the spring. You should try to announce it as late as possible. If it's a big Shachat Chak, then you can announce it after Rosh Hashanah. But if they announced it, if they declared it before Rosh Hashanah, it says even the evidence is not good. So Ramban says, Akra, I say that Hil Hashem was Mekadosh Ova Chadoshim in advance. Mabar Ova Shalom in advance, and it says that even the evidence is not good. Ramban says that that Gemara is only Midi Rabbanim. In Mebru, Enmu Beres is only Midi Rabbanim. In Atar, it is good. And now, it's a Shachat Chak, we have no Brera. Hil Hashem is thought that it's coming a time. We won't have any Bati Dinim, there's not going to be any smicha, the whole institution of smicha collapsed. So Balaiz Breira said you revert back to the Din Deraisa, that you can easily ma'abashon him 1500 years in advance, and that's what he did. That's what the Ramban said. And the Rambam sounds like he says that it's halacha l'mashim, say everything happens by itself. But then you have a line in the Rambam, that the Ramban says, I don't know what he's talking about. The Rambam writes a line, and the Jews in Eretz Yisrael who determine when Rosh Chodesh is, they are the ones who are making it into Rosh Chodesh. So the Ramban says, what is he talking about? He just said there is no Bezman in Eretz Yisrael. What is he talking about? The Jews in Eretz Yisrael are the ones. What Jews in Eretz Yisrael? There were no Talmid HaChamim in Eretz Yisrael. A couple of Jewish farmers. What is he referring to? And the Rambam adds another line. And there are always going to be Jews in Eretz Yisrael because HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised us that Klal Yisrael will never disappear. And if it would be conceivable that there wouldn't even be a million of Yidden living in Eretz Yisrael, that would be the equivalent of the ending of Klal Yisrael. That means that there's no Klal Yisrael. What is he talking about? So the Chassam Sefer has a tshuva where he has a comment, where he has a short comment on its Rambam. And the Avnei Nezer quotes that at the beginning of the second Chelek, Orechayim. And Avnei Nezer starts with Hilchus Rosh Hashanah. First Chelek Avnei Nezer goes through Hilchus Shabbos, Hilchus Erevin. And the second Chelek Avnei Nezer, Chelek Orechayim, starts with Hilchus Rosh Chodesh. He doesn't have too much to say about Rosh Chodesh, he talks about Kiddush HaChodesh. He talks about this Rambam and the Sefer Mitzvahs, it's Zesed Tufan and Gimel. So he explains, he quotes the Chassam Sefer. The Chassam Sefer says, the Jews who live in Eretz Yisrael, they're the Iker of Klal Yisrael. The Jews who live in Chutzlaren, they're also Klal Yisrael. But the Iker Tzir of Klal Yisrael, those who live in, he says, the 10 Ikerim, that's how the Aleph Yud Chof Resh, the 10 farmers, the 10 poyers, the 10 ignorant farmers, Jewish farmers who live in Eretz Yisrael tilling the ground, they're not learning Torah. The 10 farmers who live in Eretz Yisrael, they are the Klal Yisrael. And then he elaborates on the Rambam, that the Rambam really understood. Klal Yisrael, the Iker of Klal Yisrael, means those Jews who live in Eretz Yisrael. If it were possible for one to imagine that there was, Eretz Yisrael would be cleared out, there wouldn't be 10 Jews living in Eretz Yisrael, that would mean the end of Klal Yisrael. The Torah promised Klal Yisrael will always continue to exist. Obviously, there are always going to be 10 Jews living in Eretz Yisrael. He just points out that's what the Rambam said. And the Sefer Mitzvahs, so what does it mean? But the Rambam says it's halacha l'mashe nisinai, that it happens by itself, no? That's what Rav Soloveitchik added on, you have to say it doesn't happen by itself. The nihu of the Klal Yisrael, Klal Yisrael means the Jews who live in Eretz Yisrael, the fact that they're noyeged as Rosh Chodesh, and noyeged as Pesach, and noyeged as Shavuos, and noyeged as Sukkot, the nihu is what's kaveya, that day was Rosh Chodesh, and this day is Yom Tov, and so on. So how did you do the nihu? So part of the nihug, the real nihug, depends on Eretz Yisrael. And the Jews in Chutz Lords also go along. So what is the nihug that you have on Pesach the nihug is? That you drive a Seder and you don't eat chometz, you sit in the Sukkah and Yom Tov, on Sukkot, you shake a lulav. What nihug do you have on Rosh Chodesh? In Cheshvan you have a month that has no holidays, you have no Yom Tov, what nihug do you have? So the nihug on Rosh Chodesh is that when you daven, you say Yalav Yom. So the nihug is what makes it into Rosh Chodesh. That's what the Gemara has halacha, and the kachinus haChodesh b'alayla means that nothing you can do b'alayla will create the status of Rosh Chodesh. Not whether you eat a kiddush bezin, not whether the nihug hatzibur is what makes it into Rosh Chodesh. The haskaras yalav yovoy bizman hazeh is what makes it into Rosh Chodesh. So that's only the haskaras yalav yovoy b'yoyim. The haskaras yalav yovoy b'alayla will not. It's Me'ein HaMoira, that's like saying Chanukah and Purim, mentioning Me'ein HaMoira. But the main Amora is not Miyakeh B'Dieved. He owed to the Shmoneh Esrei without it, and there's no need to repeat the Shmoneh Esrei just for the sake of gaining Haskaras Mein Amora on Rosh Chodesh. You'll repeat the Shmoneh Esrei on Rosh Chodesh if you forgot Yalav Yovah in order to do the Kviyas. The Haskaras Yalav Yovah is the Kviyas that creates the status that makes it into Rosh Chodesh. The Gemara says that's only the Pu'ula of Nihug Bayom, the Nihug Balailana. So perhaps that's how the Rashbam also understood the Gemara. The Gemara is saying it in Mamishpa Bayam of Kiddush Achodesh Bayam. It's not because Kiddush Achodesh needs a bed. Even if one could Luya Tzuya, one could imagine a Kiddush Achodesh, a declaration of Rosh Chodesh without a bed. The Marshal, the Nihug of the Tzibur. That's what the Rambam sounds like he said. That's what the Chamsayga pointed out. That's what the Rambam said in the Sefer Mitzvot. It's not that it's not as if Allah Moshe says that everything rolls on its own. Not exactly. That's how we presented it last week. Mavelvel happens on its own, and the year it's a built-in din in the year. But then, that's why I said last week that everything worked out very well. But then when you look, actually, you look in the Rambam and the Sefer Mitzvot, he doesn't 100% doesn't say that. He says it happened not exactly on his own. He says the Nihug of the Tzibur is what makes it into Rosh Chodesh. So that Nihug has to be Bayom and not Balab. That's a different word. Kiddush HaChodesh has to be Bayom. The thing that makes it into Rosh Chodesh is not the word that the Bezin has to be Bayom. But the Yevet, the Bezin, Balayla would be a good Bezin, according to the Rashbam. And here it's a separate halacha, that Kviyas Rosh HaChodeshim, Kviyas Aluach, Ibar HaShanah, the Maita Ibar HaShanah, Kviyas Aluach, has to have Bayom in the Yikuvim. That's a separate halacha. Right. So the Iker, right. The Rambam holds it. Yeah. They mean by us, we shouldn't even have to daven over even by Yom, because that Nihug doesn't really make or break anything. So good to kasha. That's a good to tie again. Some efforts. It's pattern after the Takana Chutzlar. It's pattern after the dinner. So yeah. No, that's a weak point in the beer. It's a very strong kasha. The weak point. Ending mind you base on the Aleph talks about different concerns that the Bez Magadol should have in mind when they're considering whether they should declare Shalom Uberis or not. They shouldn't be Matriach on the Tzibur, the Marshal of the Gemara says. Shtas HaShmit is hard enough to observe, that you don't do any Avodas HaKarka the whole year. So they should use the Seichel. You don't make a Shnas HaShmit into Shalom Uberis to make 13 months. To make an Isra Avodas HaKarka is hard enough for the people to observe 12 months of a Shmita. You don't make it more difficult to make 30 months. So that's out of the question. You don't make a Shnas HaShmit. Martha, you don't make a Shnas Batzoris if there's a famine. You don't make a Shonam Uberis, it'll cause difficulty. You're going to push off the Het HaChodesh later. Gemara has different technical considerations. So then the Gemara towards the bottom of the Daf has Tana Rabbanan, but small letter Vav, 5-6 lines from the bottom, right at the Sefer. Everything is all Tosefos in the second paragraph in Sanhedrin. What if the Bez Nagodol sees that the Reif Tzibur is going to be Tomei 3 weeks before Pesach, and they see that everybody will be Tomei, they won't succeed in being Matayer everybody. How can it be? They don't have a Paraduma. They know everybody's Tomei, they simply don't have a Paraduma. It'll take too long. They won't be able to come up with a Paraduma, be Matayer everybody by the time Pesach comes. So the Reif Tzibur will be Tomei. So what's the halacha? There's a din of Pesach habo betumah. If the Reiv HaTzibur is tummy, they bring the Pesach rishon betumah. What's this? But we want to be mahadir to bring the korban Pesach to tahara. So if we'll push off Pesach another month, in a month and a half, we will succeed in getting a paraduma to be mitayir everybody. So is that worth it or not? Is that a valid reason to push off Yom Tov Pesach? We have all kinds of reasons, all kinds of considerations to push off Pesach. And they're all valid considerations. Is this considered a valid consideration? The Gemara has three shittas. How can it be three shittas? Yes, no. How can it be three shittas? So the Gemara says, one Tana says that it is a valid consideration. Yes, it's a good reason to push off. One Tana says it's not a valid consideration. You shouldn't do that. But for the Eved, if you did it, it'll be a good Shana Muberis. The third Tana says it's so bad a reason, even for the Eved is Ainu Muberis. Even if the Bez made a declaration, Shana Zutahim Uberis Masneha Tumo, even with the evidence, no good. And what's Bashteta Machloikis? The Gemara goes right on Amit Beis, on Yud Beis, on the Beis. The Gemara has after the two dots, around eight lines from the Tapas, the Homa Mar, it says in the Brisa of Yudanim Ma'abrim, what's the issue, whether yes or no? Can you be Ma'abrim if they have Tumo or not? Is it a valid reason you want to make a Hidur that the Pesach should not be a Pesach, Chavah B'Tumah should be Bobitar? So the Gemara says, yeah, there's an old machloikis hatanoim and a machloikis amaroim. When you have a din that a korban sibur may be offered betuma, if you have no choice, you bring in betuma, is that called tuma hutra betzibur, or is that called tuma dechuyo betzibur? That's a machloikis in Yuma dav zayin on the day. The original source is in Yuma zayin on the base, a machloikis amaroim. Then the Gemara shows, oh, it's a machloikis hatanoim, this machloikis Rav Yudin and Rav Shimon, a machloikis hatanoim. And we pass the halacha the tuma dechuyo betzibur, not hutra dechuyo. What's the difference whether you use this word or that word? It's mutter. The din is that if the reva tzibur is tummy, you bring the carbon pesach to tumah. Oh. So the difference is, if he say duchuyo, the Rashi uses the expression, the fourth line from the top in Rashi, duchuyo betzibur kloimah bekoshi hutra tumah betzibur. Kol kamad efshin ladui la sozah betar madvinim. Whatever you can avoid it, you should try to avoid it. Duchuyo means that it's when you have balez brera, so it's mutter. But if you can avoid it somehow, defshel akayim shneim, so avoid bringing the Pesach to Tumah. So if this is an eitzah to be mabres hashana and prepare a paradum in a month and a half, that's left. And be mitayir everybody, so adarabah, to do that. So if yol tumah duchuyah b'tzibur, so it's a valid reason to be mabres hashana. But if yol tumah hutra, b'tzibur hutra means heter gomer, you don't even have to try to avoid it. You don't have to try to avoid it. So then you're not permitted, it's not a valid reason, and you're not mabres hashana b'tnei adum. Okay. So that's what we understand, that's a machloikis hatanoim and a machloikis amaroim. But a tumah hutra b'tzibur, a tumah dechuyah b'tzibur. If you can try to avoid it, you should, so being mabres hashana. Then it has a further machloikis, on the assumption that tumah hutra b'tzibur, that is hetegomur, hetegomur, here the second tesis from the top, the Ramaskos, Shetumah hutra b'tzibur, points out that the Perish and Mishnah in Tumura, the beginning of the second Terekot, Tosfos points out, it doesn't really depend on Korban Tzibur versus Korban Yochid. The Halacha says it depends whether it's a Korban Shizmano Kavua or a Korban She'en Zman Kavua. Whenever it's a Korban Shizmano Kavua, even if it's a Korban Yochid, the din is that it's Mutta Betuma. Whenever it's a Korban She'en Zman Kavua, even if it's a Korban Tzibur, it's not Deicha Shabbos and it's not Deicha Tumah. It's really a word, is it a Korban Shizmano Kavua or a Korban She'en Zman Kavua? That's the Mishnah at the beginning of the second paragraph in Tumurah, where Rav Meir points that out in the Mishnah, that it's a misnomer, what the earlier Tanoim said. Usually, 95% of the time, that's the way it is, that a Korban Sibur is Manakavua, and a Korban Yochid is Manakavua, but there are quite a few exceptions to the rule. So Rav Meir points out, it has nothing to do with whether Korban Sibur versus Korban Yochid. Really depends on Manakavua versus not Manakavua. So getting back over here, so the Gemara says, if you hold Tumas Dechuyah B'tzibur, so that's a Tzorah. So that's a legit Mahadrinan, you should be Mahad there to avoid the Tumah. So it's a consideration to be Ba'aris Hashan B'tnei Tumah, that the Korban Pesach should be Korban B'tahara, not the Tumah. But if you hold Tumah as Hutra B'tzibur, so that's not a reason. But what happens, you went ahead, you Ba'aris Hashan B'tnei Tumah, you made a mistake, it's a bad reason. So you're going to say that B'diyebet is no good, so that's a further Machloik to Satanon. The Gemara says, those are the three sheepness. Those are the three sheepness. One Tana holds Tumah Dechuyah B'tzibur, so L'chatchila is a good reason to be Ba'al Hashem. The other two Tanaim hold, no, it's not a good reason. But they argue, what about B'diyebet? So one Tana says, B'diyebet, that's the Zina. Tema filu mutiv. Even if the Bez Nagol made a mistake, they declared Shana Muveris for a bad reason, it's still Muveris. And the third Tana says, no. In Ibruho, Eino Muveris. Even B'diyebet, it's Eino Muveris. Even if the bezin was ma'abed Hashem mitnei tumah, because the din is tumah, hutra b'tzibur is hetegomur, and not the koshi hitirata. You don't even have to try. Nothing is gained by trying to avoid it. So therefore, it's such a bad time to be ma'abed Hashem, even b'diyevet in Ibrua ainu muveres. So that's what the acharonim ask kakashe. But what happened to the dima atem? Ela b'yad Hashem shetikro oisam al tikro oisam ala atem atem afilu mutim. Even if the Bez Nagadol made a mistake in the calculations, the din is that it's still a Shalom Uberes, the Chapela. So the Tzlach has a famous comment, the Tzlach and the Lez Vatim Brochus. So the Gemara there talks about that Gemara that Tosfos quoted from Brachos Daf Samach Gimel. Rabbi Akiva was in Kaddish Chadoshim, Ma'abishanim in Chutz Laaretz, usually not allowed to. He was the Gadol Hador, he was a Pchin of Lahinech K'moisa Be'eretz Yisrael. So the Gemara there comments, where is the pasuk that teaches me this din? So here the Gemara quotes one pasuk and Yud Aleph on the base in Sanhedrin. The Gemara quotes one pasuk, the Sheikh and Siddur Shul Basa Shom, and then the Gemara quotes a different pasuk. Ki Nitzin Teitzei Seir Adzvar Hashem Yerushalayim. Ki Nitzin Teitzei Seir goes on Kiddush HaChodesh Nibra Hashem. Meicha Teitzei, where does that come from? And over here the Gemara quotes a different pasuk. You should be Mekadosh Chadosh and the Ma'abishanim and Eretz Yisrael based on the pasuk, the Sheikh and the Siddur Shul Basa Shom. So the Marsha asked the Kasha and the Kedusha Agore, how come here the Gemara has one pasuk, there the Gemara has another pasuk? So the Tzlach has an elaboration on that Marsha. Why is here one pasuk, here the other pasuk? The part of the story that he gives is, one little section of the story is that this halacha, Atem Afilu Mutim, only applies to Kiddush HaChodesh and doesn't apply to Yibur Hashan. It only applies to Kiddush HaChodesh and it doesn't apply to Yibur Hashan. So the Minch HaSchinah quotes all of this, in Mitzvah Dalet, and the Sefer HaMitzvahs of the Sefer HaChinuch, the first Mitzvah period, really the second Mitzvah is Bris Mila, the third Mitzvah is Gira Nashe, that's all. And the fourth Mitzvah is Achodesh HaZalachem, where Rashi said, Torah should have begun from Achodesh HaZalachem, that's when we start the Mitzvahs to the Klal Yisrael, so that's Mitzvah Dalet. So there's a long Minchas Chinuch, where it has a lot of cheerful comments on the Sugya of Kiddush HaChodesh and Yibur Hashanah. I remember when we learned this sugi, Rav Soloveitchik learned the Dinah Vedic. He was learning for us the Minchas Chinuch inside, giving running commentaries, and his very sharp comments there. So he asks against the Marsha and the Tzlach, it's against the Deferish Torah Kohanim, that Rashi and Chumash and Parshas and Mor has a comment. Before and after the Parshas and Moya does, when he gives you all the Yamin Tazim, that the same pasuk appears, El Meyad Hashem Shetikru Osam, and both times the word Osam is written, Aleph Toch Mem, Chasavok. So Rashi breaks that kasha in the name of the Torah. Kind of why they need the same pasuk twice. The Rashi says lemaylo kosel the kiddush hakodesh the kan leibur hashana. They both have the din of atam afilu mutim. Shteid beferish, and it's Rabbi Yehuda speaking. Stamps before is Rabbi Yehuda. This is Rabbi Yehuda here. Rabbi Yehuda imibru einu muberes. So how can the tzlach learn pshat in Rabbi Yehuda imibru einu muberes? Because by ibur hashana gate the shton the din from atam afilu mutim. But if the Bez Nagar will make Yibur Hashanah based on a mistaken calculation, it's not valid, it's not true. Rabbi Yehuda is the Tana, he's the Stam Sefer Rabbi Yehuda. He's the one who says that both by Kiddush HaChodesh and by Yibur Hashanah, Geiton Adin, that's the Minchas Chinuch Kasha, that Rashi on Parshas Neimor quotes from the Sefer, which is authored by Rabbi Yehuda, that it says the Din of Atam Afilu Mutim applies both to Kiddush HaChodesh and to Yibur Hashanah. That's the Kasha. Chaim Silliman, Zechon Baruch, and he has this big sefer Agan HaSahar on the international date line. So yeah, he talks the Inyan, he talks about the international date line doesn't deserve such a big sefer because he has a lot of other things that he's mevarid in. The one chunk, he defends the Tzlach. He holds the Tzlach is right against the Minchas Chinuch. He tries to bring riots that it's not so. The Atam Afilu Mutim only applies to Kiddush HaChodesh, not to Yibur Hashanah. Anyway, but that's the Minchas Chinuch kasha. Rav Soloveitchik said a harif is the keteres on this kasha. Maybe I'll close with this. He suggested the following teres. It depends. If the Bez Nagal makes a declaration, Shanazut, Tehim, Oberes, and goodbye, Aguten Tov. And they don't give any reasons. The reason, they were sitting for hours and hours and they made a whole tumble that Tumma is the Chuyah Mitzibura and the Chatzkini should avoid it. So we're going to push off. But then when they gave the Pesach, they just said, Shonazu, Shonam Oberes, Venaim Arame. They didn't incorporate the Tama Pesach into the Pesach. So then you would apply the Klal of Atam Afilu Mutim. But if they say, Shonazu, Tehim Oberes, Venei HaTuma, they incorporated the mistake into the Pesach. The Pesach Mamish Mizuyit Mitoichai. They gave the wrong reason. They gave a reason to which is not a reason. So the mistake is in the Pesach of the Bezin. But that would be no good. And the Gemara tells us that when they used to send out the Pesach by Yibur Hashanah, they always incorporated the reasons. They used to, in fact, we pointed out the Rambam Shita by Sa'ad, they used to schmaltz up the letter that they sent out, they used to put in additional reasons that were fluff, that were baloney, that weren't MS. They used to put in things that Avalos Amosim, Sa'ad Lashanah, the Rambam Shita, that it's not that this is Mitzurif with another thing. This is just the schmaltz of the letter that the tzibu should want to agree, because if the Sefer says in Avram Sashanon Ken Elam Ken Yirtzu Akol, so he's to put in all kinds of things. So we see that in Ibra Shona, that was always the practice of the Tanaim. They would always say Shana Zutayim Uberes Nifnei Tam Allah Beis Gimel Dalet. They would always incorporate the Ibra. That's what he thought, that since you declare Shana Zutayim Uberes Nifnei Hatumo, they said a reason, and the reason is it's not for Latam, so it's not for Lapsak. He just gave a Moshe Lamad El Adayman. There's a Nachlekes B'Shamei B'Silil in Nozir. The name of the Perek is Perek B'Shama. What's the deal if a person made Hegdish Petoil? The person thought that he's very wealthy, multimillionaire. He used to be a multimillionaire. He didn't realize that he just lost all of his money on the stock market. And he donates this mansion to Hegdish. Then after he donates the mansion to Hegdish, then his accountant notifies him, what did you do? That's all you have left. You just lost all of your wealth. And this is the last piece of property that you possess. You just gave everything away to Hegdish. The Bishamai say, Hegdish toys havi Hegdish. Even though it's mamish a mistake, he thought he's giving some peanuts to Hegdish. He thought he's still a multimillionaire. If he would have realized that this is it, he's giving everything away, he would never donate this to Hegdish. Everybody knows that. Still, Bishamai sold Hegdish toys as Hegdish. And they learn it out from a pasuk. And the Tzilul disagree, there is no such pasuk, there's no mocker. Just like Toys is Mavatl Kiddushin, and Toys is Mavatl Aget, and Toys is Mavatl Mekachememker, and Toys is Mavatl Nedorim, and everything. Toys is Mavatl everything. We call it Tarkula. The Toys is Mavatl Hegdish also. So the Shammai say, Hegdish Toys, Havi Hegdish. The Tzilul hold that Hegdish Toys, Loi Havi Hegdish. The Rav Soloveitchik said, the Gemara there, in the first Tikkun in Perek B'Shammai, has the following discussion. The farmer makes a declaration, the first behemoth that's going to walk out from my house, I hereby declare as Hegdish. He thought the first behemoth that's going to walk out is going to be a white behemoth. He wants to get rid of the white behemoth anyway. He only wants black behemoth. Then it turns out the first behemoth that walked out was a black behemoth. So according to the Shammai, even though it's clear that he thought it's going to be a white behemoth trying to get rid of them, or the reverse, trying to get rid of the black behemoth, whatever the case is. Even though he made a mistake, the Shammai said, Hegdish toys on Hegdish. What if he said, The first behemoth that comes out is going to be a white behemoth. I'm giving that white behemoth to Hegdish. Then it walks out a black behemoth. The Shammai is not going to say that Hegdish toys on Hegdish. He said Bakir. He said the first behemoth that walks out is going to be white, and I don't need the white behemoth. I'm giving the white behemoth to Hegdish. But the Gazok the white behemoth. In the lotion of the Hakdasha, he's only Magdash a white behemoth. So if it walks out a black behemoth, it's Nishn. The Gemara sounds like it's a little unclear what the Gemara says. So Rav Soloveitchik thought that that's what it said in the Gemara, the first Talmud in Perek Beis Shammai, in Masechus Mos. So he said the same over here. The Bez Nadol would say, Mekudesh HaKodesh. They sat for hours and they gave a whole pill for what? And the whole thing was cockeyed, everything is wrong. But they say, it bangs down the gavel, Mekudesh HaKodesh. Mekudesh HaKodesh, Barfal. Everything was wrong, it doesn't matter. If he would say, Shana Zumu Beres is Muberes Afilu Betoy. But if he says, Shadazul Muberis Mifnei Hatumi, give the reason. And the reason is not a valid reason. So if Nahalai is tight, Nahalai Binyan. If incorporated in the stock is the Torah. So that's what Rabbi Yudah holds. The reason that the evidence comes up. It's not in steer with the other Rabbi Yudah. That in the Torah Kahanim, Rabbi Yudah is the author of the Torah Kahanim that he says that both by Kiddush HaKadosh and by Ibra Hashanah, there is a deal of Atem Afilu Mutim. That's when they didn't incorporate the Tam Apsah. The toys wasn't incorporated into the psak. Whenever the toys is in the psak, then even with the yevet, it has to be canceled. The difference of what? Hegdish is what?
The reason why it's not
matter. Sometimes you need hatars and dark, sometimes you don't. Sometimes, whenever the toys is obvious, then you don't even need a hataras nedarim. Whenever it's not so obvious, then you need a hataras nedarim. Okay. I apologize, there was a traffic delay tonight, that's why I can't go. Okay. We'll stop there.
Why do you need two psukim? If the Rav says the difference is only in the text, then why do you need a separate pasuk for Ibra Chodesh, Ibra Hashanah, and Kiddush HaChodesh?
In Chutzlars. I don't know.
No, in Chutzlars.
I owe you $7?
Not
only in Chutzlars. The Mashua is why do you need two psukim? His terrorist was based on the assumption.
No, not the two psukim. Why do you need the two osam? According to the Rav, that the difference is only whether or not the text is based on the subsad.
No, if you could only have one, I would have thought that the din is only about Kiddush HaFeirush.
He said it's a question of the text, not so much as
no, I need two psukim to tell that both by Kiddush HaFeirush and by Yibur HaShon are the same din. Even after you have the two psukim, they both only apply when the toys was not incorporated into the psak. When the toys is mamish built into the psak, then it's not.
Did you ever hear from the Rav? I have a tape, it's like 5 minutes missing, but he explains why the Romans were so concerned about the Kutaka. They normally tolerated religious freedom. But when it came to Eretz Yisrael, it came to the Jews, they went over backwards to persecute them. Had to stop them from learning Torah.
Zer Elisha ben Avuya told them that the Kozman is going to learn Torah,
yeah,
never be kafir.
He's trying to explain it.
I remember Maria used to quote a lot from that history book, from Halevi, she was related to the Soloveitchik family.
Really?
The Doris HaRishonim.
The Doris HaRishonim was related to
you? Yeah. He used to quote a lot from him.
Really?
The historical interpretation, yeah. And he learned brachas with all the historical menorahs.
Whatever they do, that's what counts?
For home reading.
Okay.
Whatever they do, that's what counts. Whatever they do in Eretz Yisrael.
Yeah. They're supposed to do the meal based on the staff of Hilla Shem. He gave the staff that they should do this meal. And if they do that meal, that'll make
it... That's going to be beyond.
That's the Yadlan. Then meal beyond is what makes
what
it.
What did the guy ask me about this? Why should that
be? Don't think Eretz Yisrael. The wife of Kutzlos. Our Nihon Bayom is like their Nihon Balayla, the Nihon Amorah Tishin. So we should never have to daven
it. What they do in Eretz Yisrael, that's creation. So that means the Hill was attacking whatever they did in Eretz Yisrael, that should convey it for the Nihon.
He can't be the Sakin, that was not Lachal Moshe Nisina, that the Nihon got Klal Yisrael. That's bullshit.
But then look away here, didn't do anything.
Right, Hillel just declared that the time has come for this Halacha Moshe Nisina to take
place.
The Halacha Moshe Nisina one, that he's mentioned, there's my brother, the only experience of the present. The Nihu got the Klal Yisrael there, but the whole Bezman God was because they represent Klal Yisrael.
And Nihu Balayla doesn't count.
And Nihu Balayla doesn't count, because you can't have experience Balayla.
How can you answer the Rashbam? Rashbam is going to say, even though it's in the Dinis, but it's
not. Din Balayla, the Yavid was in Jukka, and here's no good, not because there's no Din Balayla. No, the Yavid didn't want to do Balayla. That's separate on Mahomet. Even if you don't need a Bezman God, you need to see him Shalom come.
I think it's also the shot. The money vomit, I think it's even if you were as good as a sure, I wouldn't think you would take it for a friend.
No.
The shock right, you think too much for a friend, it's no shock to be like much for a friend. So it's simply said like you're sure. It didn't go higher than that. And this is time of terror.
Yeah.